8-7. Again, you're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is Nomadic Voice. And I have a wonderful hour of music lined up today.
Searching for a land with nothing.
We're going to begin with some tango. And somehow, when I was thinking about this beautiful day, Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all you mamas out there, especially my own. When I was thinking about this special day, I wanted to play tango for some reason. The strength, the power, the beautiful rawness, the visceral feeling of tango somehow connected beautifully with Mother's Day. So we're going to begin with a set of tango, beginning with a piece from Senegal. This is Ousmane Touré with a beautiful tango piece called Dimba. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. That was Ousmane Touré, and he was of Touré Kunda, esteemed duo from Senegal, and a tragic development of him, of his career as a solo musician. His brother passed away years ago, and then he had to go off on his own and continue to create music in the heart of Senegal. And so this piece that I just played for you from, Dimba, it's off of his album Avenue du Monde. And again, that's Ousmane Touré. A little bit about tango. It's a musical genre, and it's the dance forms connected to it. Originated in Argentina and Uruguay and spread to the rest of the world soon after. Early tango was known as tango criollo, or simply just tango, but today there are many tango dance styles, including Argentine tango, Uruguayan tango, ballroom tango, Finnish tango, etc. But what many consider to be the authentic tango is that it's closest to what's danced in Argentina and Uruguay. Interestingly, tango is a dance that has a large African influence, like a lot of the musical genres from Latin America have those African elements, historical elements. Dances from the candombe ceremonies of former slave peoples help shape the modern day tango. The dance originated in lower class districts of Buenos Aires, and the music derived from the fusion of various forms of music from Europe. The word tango seems to have first been used in connection with the dance in the 1890s. Initially, it was just one of the many dances, but soon it became popular throughout society as theaters and street barrel organs spread it from the suburbs to the working class slums, which were packed with hundreds of thousands of European immigrants, primarily Italians, Spanish, and French. In the early years of the 20th century, dancers and orchestras from Buenos Aires traveled to Europe, and the first European tango craze took place in Paris. I'd like to play for you some more tango here. This is a gypsy-inspired tango. I believe they're a Hungarian group called Earth Wheel Sky Band. This piece is called Gypsy Tango. See what you think of this visceral piece. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, and this is CITR on 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
And how can we have a musical set of tango and not include Astor Piazzolla? Piazzolla, not only one of the most renowned tango musicians in the world, but also a composer chosen by internationally noted concert players, chamber groups, the likes of Kronos Quartet, and symphonic orchestras as well, possibly has driven tango beyond its bounds, so far aesthetically speaking, that many tango players lacked the level either to go along with his trend or to understand it. Those who did follow him and those who came later were faced with a heavy burden of solving how to stay away, even though partially, from his influence and to find a new path after his work. So Astor Piazzolla, his appearance in the Buenos Aires tango environment started in 1938. Why don't we just listen to him now? He is a legend, a bandoneonist, a pianist, a leader, a composer, and arranger. Passed away in 1992. And the bandoneon, for your curiosity, looks like a little accordion of sorts, but there are no piano keys on it, just buttons, and buttons on both ends. And the buttons apparently play different notes whether they're pushed or pulled. So it's a fascinating little instrument, I believe, born from Germany. That's the bandoneon, and that is Astor Piazzolla's Muse, and you'll hear that here. I'm going to play a track from one of his most beautiful albums, I think, Oda para un Hippie, an ode for a hippie. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. This is called Nota D, CITR 101.9. You're listening to the beautiful music of Astor Piazzolla. I'm playing off of his album, Oda para un Hippie. There's nothing like tango for the tension and the visceral effect here. It has such a palpable feeling of tension here, and it's the accordion and the bandoneon. Those two instruments they're so transporting. And Astor Piazzolla is just a magician, or was a magician, passed away in 1992, but made a prolific mark on the history of music from Latin America, and specifically tango, and also paved the way for a new musical genre, the tango nuevo, And more on that next week with some of the tango nuevo groups like Gotan, etc. Again, you're listening to Col Nota D, and we're going to switch gears a little bit here. I also have so much I want to play and smush into this 1 hour of music. Recently, I was introduced to a fascinating musical couple. I've been getting to know music from Mali a lot better in the past few months, and Mali is just a treasury of musical pathways and genres, so rich historically, and what's coming out of there today just keeps growing and growing, and it is so original. Amadou and Mariam are a musical duo from Mali, composed of the couple Mariam Doumbia, who sings, and she was born in Mali's capital, Bamako, in 1958, and Amadou Bagayoko, who plays a guitar and vocals, born in 1954. And the pair, known as the Blind Couple from Mali, met at Mali's Institute for the Young Blind, and there they found a shared interest in music. The duo's early recordings in the 1980s and 90s feature spare arrangements of guitar and voice, and since the late 1990s, Amadou and Mariam produce music that mixes traditional Mali sound with rock guitars, Syrian violins, Cuban trumpets, Egyptian ney, Colombian trombones, Indian tablas, and various kinds of other percussion instruments. All of these elements put together have been referred to as Afro blues, although I have to say, not that I am any kind of connoisseur of blues or African music, that's not what necessarily came to mind when I first heard their music. Still, it's only this album that I'm familiar with, but I'm hooked already, and it's very, very difficult to describe in words. It's very inspiring, very uplifting, and just plain beautiful, and speaks for itself. Between 1974 and 1980, Amadou played with a group called Les Ambassadeurs du Hôtel. In 1980, the couple married and began to play together, as well as Amadou continuing with a successful solo career and running the Blind Institute's music program. By 1985, they'd made a name for themselves playing Malian blues, and they embarked on a tour of Burkina Faso. In 1986, the couple moved to the Ivory Coast and recorded several albums, and eventually the album Sous Nous Tilé in Paris, which became a hit in France. They started to play at festivals around the world. How did I not know of them before a few weeks ago? I don't know. In 2003, they were approached by world Latin music star Manu Chao, who then produced their 2004 album, Dimanche à Bamako, Sunday in Bamako. 2006, they recorded it together with Herbert Grönemeyer, the official anthem for the 2006 FIFA World Cup song, Celebrate the Day, and that topped charts in Europe in 2006. They've done a lot of interesting festivals and collaboration projects, and now I'd like to play them for you. They're fascinating. So again, this is Amadou and Mariam. This is off of their album called Welcome to Mali. I believe it was released just this year. So they are a blind duo, a married couple from Mali, and they have been around, I've learned, for ages, somewhat of a legendary force in Mali's music scene and internationally. So enjoy. I'm going to play for you a song called Sabali. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR.
Ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Du bon m'embrouilleur dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Les dictateurs dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Du respect, du respect.
Amadou and Mariam, that's off of an album called Welcome to Mali. Such a charismatic album. Beautiful melodies abound on this album. And there's gorgeous guitar and vocals and even kind of Europop sound synthesizer, which usually I would not tolerate. But somehow it just works here and it's quite beautiful and transporting. Everything on this album, from string quartet to gentle electronica, French hip-hop, and even Somali Canadian rappers doing some bits in there. We heard the pieces Sabali, which is the first one on this album, in which there's a kind of electronic backdrop there. And the second piece on this album called Ce n'est pas bon. This guttural singing in French and raw-toned guitar really animate the music. And it kind of goes beyond description. There's so many musical influences in their music. And it often sort of verges on, I don't know if corny is the word or what, but it never goes there, and instead it takes this alternate path and just sort of blossoms into this really beautiful space. So again, this is Amadou and Mariam, and they are well known, just not to me, until a couple weeks ago, and I highly, highly recommend, endorse this album. You can listen to samples online. Their website is solely in French, but if you go to Amazon, you can listen to clips from all the tracks on this beautiful album. I will be playing lots more of them in shows to come. You're listening to Kol Nodedi. This is CITR. And onwards, African influence music. I guess there's been somewhat of a theme of African Latin fusions and cross-fertilization. And so that brings us to Andy Palacio, or Palacio, who was a Belizean punta musician and government official. He was also a leading activist for the Garinagu people and their culture. Andy Palacio was born and raised in the coastal village of Barranco and worked as a teacher before turning to music. He sang mainly in Garifuna, which is an Arawakan language with a large number of words borrowed from Carib, French, and Spanish, but he also composed English-only songs as well. He really flourished onto the international scene a few years ago, and won several BBC Radio 3 awards for world music in the Americas category last year. His contributions to Belizean music and media were just prolific. He absorbed the diverse sounds disseminated by radio from neighboring Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Cuba, Jamaica, and the States. So much more to say about him. Tragically, he suddenly fell ill last year and had a stroke and passed away last year. So tragic, because his music is just so beautiful, and the work that he did in his life to promote his cultures of Belize and the Garifuna were just budding at that point. Anyways, I'd like to play off of his album called Watina, which is released by Kumbancha, a powerful, powerful album, and see what you think of it. I played him on Cold Nota D before, but not for a long, long while, and this is long overdue. So this is Andy Palacio off of his album called Watina. You're listening to Cold Nota D.
Garada numa, Urua sudara na wo Alumuyo Nege nigere da luma Ugarula Dina konsulu fe
Dabo ego na chuluru Niyumo Miami ma 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 Na lumuyo Yebe ni sefe yoba Na lumuyo Yebe lobo kolumia Nigo Miami ya ima baratina Aina lugunye Yebe ni sepe yoba Na lugunye Yebe lobo kolumia Nigo Miami ya ima baratina
Thank you.
David Dor, born Davidha Nehaisi. He's an Israeli singer, composer, and songwriter. He's a countertenor with a vocal range of more than 4 octaves, and he achieved great success at the 2002 Israel Music Awards, where he won Singer of the Year, Best Vocal Performer, and Best Song. He was also chosen to represent Israel in the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest. And by February of last year, 9 of his albums had gone platinum. He's been referred to as Israel's most acclaimed modern singer. He's taken the musical scene by storm, and he performs a wide, wide variety of music, including pop, rock, dance, folk, klezmer, Yemenite prayers, and a whole range of other sort of liturgical-inspired music, including ancient chanting. And as well, he has become well known in the classical and opera scenes. He was born in Holon in Israel, and his great-grandfather was a prominent Libyan rabbi. He was inspired by much of the prayer and liturgy that he learned from him. So again, that is David Dor. He has bases in Israel and in Europe, where he is well known for his operatic and classical singing. And again, he is one of those artists that, whom I will play much more from in shows to come. I've just recently learned of him. Another one of those artists, I don't know why it took so long, but I'm very excited to know him now. And just time for one or two more pieces left. I'd like to play one of my favorite songs from the first Idan Reichel Project album, Ma'amakim. Or actually, no, this is the second. Ma'amakim is the second one. And this is the voice of one of the female vocalists there, whom I can't find her name for the life of me. The project, the collaboration, is really a project of so many artists, many of whom are visiting artists. In any case, her voice is enchanting, and it's a beautiful love song. So see what you think of it. This is Kol Nodadi.
שרק אתה יודע אם תלך מי יחבק אותי ככה מי ישמע אותי בסוף היום מי ינחם ויגיע רק אתה יודע ואם תלך למי יחכה בחלון בשמלה שלך כשיגיע יחבק אותי ככה כמו שאתה מגיע
Mama
That was one of the incredible female vocalists who is part of the Idan Reichel project. That song was called Im Telech, If You Go. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is CITR at UBC in Vancouver. Before I leave us off with the one last piece here, I'd just like to let you know about a very interesting event coming up very soon. It is a talk, a lecture about how Hebrew became talk. So Dr. Eliezer Ben Yehuda is coming to speak in Vancouver Thursday, May 21st this year at 7:30 p.m. Eliezer Ben Yehuda is the grandson of the man responsible for today's modern spoken Hebrew. His grandfather, Eliezer Ben Yehuda, was responsible again for the revival of Hebrew, which was a language reserved only for scripture, commentary, and prayer, to what's commonly spoken today. His efforts created a vibrant and unifying language for the State of Israel and for the diaspora. This is going to be a fascinating lecture. I've heard that he is quite a powerful speaker. This is a free event, and it's being sponsored or organized by Magen David Adom in Vancouver. And it is happening at the Beth Israel Synagogue at 4350 Oak Street. That's between 27th and 28th on Oak. Again, this is Thursday, May 21st. So learn about the birth of the Hebrew language, the revival of the Hebrew language into today's modern spoken Hebrew. So again, it's a free event, and for more information, you can visit www.vanmada, that's vanmada.eventbrite, eventbrite.org, so that's www.vanmada.eventbrite.org, or call 731-4161 for more information. You want to make a reservation in advance just to save yourself a spot. It's going to be a fascinating event. All right, so I'm going to leave us off here with one last song here, and this is dedicated to my mom, Ima, for Mother's Day. It's such an awesome piece, and it expresses everything I want to say to you, Ima. You're the best. Happy Mother's Day to all you mamas out there. And I will leave you with this piece. Thank you for listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice here on CITR. See you next Sunday from 11 to 12. Have a wonderful week and happy Mother's Day.
Well, well. SLV. Locomana and the Duke Ragai.
שנולדתי למה אני היא עמלה נתנה לי כל מה שלא היה לה ברגעים קשים יחד איתי היא סבלה את נתת לי את הכוח להמשיך היית שם כל דקה שצריך כפה היא לאורך כל התהליך אז אמא אשיר לך הוא תודה כי יתיה אחת ויחידה ושוב פעם תודה על כל ההשקעה ועל כל העבודה את נתת לי את היכולת להבין בין האושר לאושר לדעת להבחין לימד איך לרגש ולאהוב לדעת להבדיל בין הרע אל הטוב את כל הבלגן והשטויות לעזוב אז אמא אשיר לך הוא תודה כי את יו אחת ויחידה שלוש שלוש אותיות אבל עם משמעות של אין סוף אפשרויות אף אחת בחיים את מקומה לא יחליף אם יש רק אחת יא ואין לה תחליף היא החיוך על הפנים האור שבלב הסם שמרגיע שעצוב וכואב דאגו החזק שאותך לא עוזב אז אמא את יקרה לי מכל עכשיו זה תורי לתת לך הכל
אמא רוצה לומר לך תודה תודה שעשית לי לכל מה שנתת לי לדרך שסלט לי את היחידה
היחידה
It's a chance.